Hello, my name is Daisy. I'm a student at St Regis. Being a young carer means like when you have like a brother or a parent who like suffers like a disability or they're suffering on summer, and it's like you're not really like alone on this one. Like you could get like support or anything from school. And it's really important if you actually tell someone about like being a young carer, because if you don't, like it's just gonna get heavier and heavier and heavier. You might not know that you're a young carer, and then you're just gonna like suffer depression, and you're just gonna be so stressed with school. Now at the point that basically you basically skip school, and then it's like your attendance goes like crazy, and then like it'll just be like mission like impossible for some people. I felt actually really, really happy and really excited that it's only like young carers who would be on the trip, and it got really, really exciting because like I've been wanting to like meet the other young carers, and it's like, so most of them don't really go to the club, but when we went on the trip, like I didn't realise that one of my friends were actually young carers, and I found that really happy because like, so I know that at least like one or two of my friends like know what like I'm suffering with, like what we're dealing with being a young carer. And then when the club started growing, I got really, really happy that kids starting to like recognise like who they are, and it's like, and they know they're not alone on this. And it's like now the group is like massive, and now we've got this like flourishing space for like the young carers group, and it's like, and it feels like a lot more better, like seeing other children here, it just makes me more happier. A teacher at St Regis, Miss Thompson, like as she's like a young carer herself, like she probably knows that like we're going through, and she tells us that really like we're not really alone on this, like thousands and thousands of people who go to other school probably don't even get help by like being a young carer. At St Regis, what they support you with is that if you're late at school, then like you're not really gonna get in trouble because they probably know what you're going through. Or like if you don't get homework done in the amount of time, like you won't really get in trouble because nobody really knows how badly you're actually struggling.
My name is Kamani, and I'm a student at St. Regis. Being a young carer to me means I can take care of my mum whenever she isn't able to get out of bed or take care of my siblings well. I want people to understand that being a young carer doesn't make you different. You can talk to like any teacher at your school, like a teacher that you trust, so that you can feel recognized too. One thing that really helps me at school is the Young Carers Club, or the fact that I can just drop in any time to get help. And a member of staff at school who helps me is Miss Thompson. My favorite part of the trip was the fact that I don't have to do much work, and I can just like release some steam and have some like time to myself.
When we went to the trip at Wales, it was a really nice experience because we got to meet people that we didn't know, and we made friendships, and it makes me feel good, and I think it's important because when I'm caring for someone that is have a problem, it's a bit hard, so I don't get time to do stuff. Young carers helps like for people to understand if you're late, or and it helps them to understand what you've been through, and don't be like encouraged to not tell a teacher that you're a young carer.
Being a young carer is really difficult, as most of the time you are by yourself, like at home, dealing with siblings and parents and stuff, but having support systems around really helps a lot. Being a young carer is really difficult, as most things that you have to do by yourself. Having support systems around you, like friends and like teachers, can really help because, well, they have more experience, or they've been through some similar situations that you have also been in. Or even if you just need somebody to listen to what you need to say, it's really helpful, and it's really like advantageous just to get it off your chest, because keeping it all inside is not good at all, because eventually you will just break down and spiral, and that just affects your mental health in so many ways. And that's not good for education or just dealing with life in general, because nobody wants that. Advice I would give is to confine in like your closest friends, as in people who have been by your side for many years and like understand what your family situation's like, or understand what's going on in your life. Being understood at school helps me a lot, because it makes me realise that I'm not in this alone. Being a young carer is really difficult, especially if you have siblings or parents you have to look after, because you have to look after yourself as well, and that's really important. Having school systems in place can really help me and other students and other young carers with home issues or life matters, because then you have a different support system other than yourself in your head to support you with it. Especially in younger years, your brain hasn't fully developed and hasn't understood how to fully deal and cope with a lot of things. That's why having adults around you and having people who understand what you've been going through is really helpful, because then you can understand how to deal with other situations.
Sometimes I, being a young carer, I could arrive a bit late to school because I was helping out with family, and so there are little like slips that helps the school understand, and you know, hears out your opinion, as in like why you were late, rather than just giving you a reflection and just making you attend it when you didn't really know if what you did was wrong. And that could be really overwhelming for someone. It's like, oh, I've got a reflection about this and I didn't really mean for it to happen. There is also like teachers in the school that can also, you can talk to about what's going on at home and how you're feeling, and it's just a way to make your voice heard, because normally sometimes they ask about your sibling or your parents, but at school they can ask how are you feeling instead. Normally when you are a young carer, some people tend to, no offence, overlook you and normally ask like, how's your sibling, is she okay, how is like your parents, are they okay, are they doing well? But sometimes you don't really get that much of attention, so it's really nice to, you know, someone checking in on you, asking how you're doing, how you're feeling, you doing alright, and it matters a lot. I didn't really know how to open up about it, but some teachers helped me to open up about it, tell my friends, because sometimes you won't be able to spend time with your friends and they're like, oh, why can't you spend time with us? And sometimes it can make you uncomfortable, but the staff here has helped me open up more about it, which really helps. We went to a trip to Wales, which is absolutely amazing. We went to the beach and we also went on this steam engine train, which is absolutely amazing. The views were so cool and we went by like the ocean, the forest. I would say the beach was my absolute favourite, because we used to go in sort of the evening sort of time and the sun was setting, and then in the distance you could see a little castle there and it was so cool, and we found like a sort of creature in the ocean, which was in a shoe, which was so cool, and it was so weird, and I never knew, because it felt really different, because when I'm on holidays, I'll normally take care of my family, make sure they're, like, settling, and sometimes we have to leave early because they're not really enjoying it as much. But for this one, I felt really, like, free in a way, because I just get to, like, enjoy, and I didn't have to stress about it. My message to others would be to don't be afraid to open up, because if you really want to build that trust with your friends, I would say it's better if they know some of those things which can get in the way, because that would be really helpful for you and them at the same time, so you're both on the same page. And also, support in school matters, because sometimes when you're busy with school, you don't really get that support at home if home's like a bit chaotic sometimes. So if you have that support at school, that would really help. And with exams may coming up, teachers can understand and help you even further, just in case if you don't have time at home. I'm a student at St. Regis, and I feel like being a young carer means how, like, if you are like a child, or you could be like taking care of like your family, like whether it's like brother or sister, your mum or your dad or whoever else is in your house. And sometimes it can be a bit more pressure on you, because you have to take care of them, you have to take care of you, and you have to also balance school, which can be a lot to like juggle with. So I feel like it's helpful if you have that additional support at school that can understand how you're feeling. And if something were to happen, like you couldn't hand in homework, then they'll understand why.